they agree with God. Do you think their mind will be disturbed? The person's mind is very peaceful. The person will be accepting the death as though, well, everybody has to die, so now it's my turn to die. So then they have no fear about death. And they will not have fear about when I die, I will be reborn in the hell or in becoming a ghost or something like that. Or becoming animals. So therefore, a Dharma practitioner who practices the Dharma day and night, that person, when they always go to the temple to offer dana and listen to teaching discussion at the proper time, discussion on dana, that person, throughout his or her life, they will have listened to many, many sessions of dana teaching. She will have been stored in their own mind, in their consciousness. So when they die, this will come to the fore. All those dharma he or she have listened will have come to the fore. And that person has no fear about that. That person will be willing to accept death as though the person thought, oh, now I'm going home already. Now finally I'm going home. All your home that you have, whether it's in Penang or Lunas or elsewhere, these are not your home. You move from one place to another. Right? You never really find your real home. Only when the person accepts Buddha's teaching, follow Buddha's advice, always take refuge in Buddha and refuge in Dharma and refuge in Sangha, through many, many years of training on sila, on precepts, the person's mind becomes pure. And through many, many sessions of listening to Dharma teaching, the person will finally come to the realization that sooner or later, we will die. If this body that will die, can this be our body? You just have to think about it. If this body that died, it can't be our body. If it is our body, it will never change. It will never change from a small baby into adult and then finally become an old person. And then finally become a dead person. Then finally become no person. It's because the body is rotten away. If you create the body, turn into ash within a few hours. We came without a body. When we first conceived in our mother's womb, without a body. This body is through various conditions supporting it. Mainly food, supporting the body to grow and maintain. So if you understand this is the central of the Dharma teaching is the body is not yours. The body is impermanent. The body is subject to old age, sickness and death. So better wake up to this. Don't harbor any stupid thought that this is your body. If you think this is your body, then you are a fool. You understand? So everybody will get sick one day. Doesn't matter what sickness, whether it's a fever or AIDS or anything, you know, or cancer or any kind of sickness. There are over thousands of types of sickness. So when you realize that the body is made out of various components, made out of different parts, skin, flesh, bone, and various organs, the bodies are very, very weak. It's subject to proper conditions so it can survive. If you don't have proper medical care, the body, when it falls sick, it will die. If you are living in somewhere very, very remote, no hospital, no doctor, no medicine, you think you can survive? Very difficult. You see what I mean? So, we are able to survive because of the medical service available. Therefore, we are able to survive. And we are able to survive because of the food. And we are also able to survive because of the water. And most important of all, we are able to survive because we are breathing. This is a crucial one. If somebody take away the air from you, you throw away, drop it. Instant. No need to take very long. Within a few minutes, you turn blue and you die. Right? You don't even talk about water or food or medicine already. That's a secondary already. Air is the most important. So imagine the body is so weak, needs so many conditions to support it in order for the body to survive. This is a Dharma teaching. You don't think about other temple, other monastery teaching you or give you blessing, you'll be safe. You go home safe. Bring her some water and you go home safe. Protected. No such thing. They are all cheating you. Or giving you string, white one or color one, tie here or tie here. Like a cow, like that, you've been tied up. Why? It's so stupid. There's no such thing, protection. A person who observes the sila properly, that is the best for protection. If you don't harm another person, you will not be harmed by another person. If you are virtuous, all the protector, the Dharma protector up there, Dharma Rashita, they will protect you day and night. If you're a good person, they will protect you day and night. They will make sure the condition is suitable for you to practice Dharma until you realize, until you attain Arahant. Okay, so that is why if you practice the Dharma, you must spend some time. Of course, all the time you observe your sila, your precepts. Make sure your morality is pure. But all the time you contemplate about it is impermanent. Everything is impermanent. Now you can see the rain is coming. You think the rain is going to rain forever? No, it's going to rain maybe half an hour after that it stops. So behind the rain cloud,